What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Another edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 is back on a special edition. Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, for this NASCAR podcast. All things latest in the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Talking Craftsman Truck Series. That's right. Also, the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions. And all of NASCAR folks coming at you. I'm recording this on which turns to be a foggy evening on this Thursday. It's been a busy day for recording on this podcast. Only recorded one episode since the checkered flag flew in Phoenix. I recorded one earlier, which will be out on this weekend. So both episodes will be out. This weekend, one on Saturday and one on Sunday night, folks. And if you're not subscribed to this podcast, well, you might want to get on that. Things will pick up back up after the new year at some point. I know we have two more episodes on tap for the next 2 weeks there as well. So if you're not subscribed already, please do that. If you've already been subscribed, we thank you so much for subscribing to the 3Wide Podcast all year long. I know I've been really busy, especially on the back end of the year here with other things. But the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast will likely continue into the new year where everything and anything is on the table for sure. But it's been a lot of news dropped, and particularly with Joe Gibbs Racing. That's why I'm on here today as we're recording this podcast. And, of course, breaking down, well, first off, Kyle Busch, right? His new number is 8, right? And they've shown a new font for that ride. And, of course, Randall Burnett, his crew chief for next year. And, of course, Randall Burnett was formerly the crew chief for Tyler Reddick. That whole crazy-ass ride. Swap for him, Tyler Reddick, that whole saga, RC, meaning Richard Childress Racing, was not happy of how that was handled, apparently. And then that was a whole entire episode. I don't think they still made up in RC. Matter of fact, and oh yeah, you gotta get Tyler credit for the Austin Dillon win, because Austin Dillon doesn't win that. Martin Truex Jr. may could have been in the playoffs. I'm just saying that. All that okay aside, well, he obviously, we know what happened there with that crazy finish there. RCR went 1-2 and Richard Childress was still pissed. In fact, that Tyler Reddick did him apparently in the wrong way. Got Reddick out of his contract. It was supposed to be one more year with RCR. I keep saying RC, but RCR. And then, of course, Denny Hamlin picks up Tyler Reddick's contract and signs him, which was huge for that team, of course. So now it's a three, as if I'm correct here, it's a three-car operation for 23-11 going into next year. But, of course, we don't know the health status of Kurt Busch. Because, remember, Kurt Busch got a concussion at Pocono. At Pocono there, which turned out to be very long-term not good for him. Had to see out the rest of the year there. And, he won at Kansas. Of course, we were there live, saw it live, the first Kansas race of two of the year out there. And then everything changed on that qualifying hit coming off of turn three, or coming into turn three, or off of turn three. Yeah, same corner, whatever, same turn, same thing. So that was not good. And these cars definitely going to need a reshaping or adjustment on the safety side going into next year, because there was not, going back listening to some of these older episodes from NASCAR podcast in the, well, recently anyways, that they didn't do much to shore up the safety side. So, or you didn't really hear much of safety going into the into this new car for the year. So this new generational car that we're all officially in now, you saw it all year long from the LA, the Clash, right, in Los Angeles, right, all the way through Phoenix, the last race of the year in 2022. And so we'll see what happens there, but they have to address that. I think that's the first thing they need to do, is address that safety. Take that seriously, because we saw some nasty hits with this car. Kevin Harvick, another one Denny Hamlin, another one. Just some of the just running off guys that are taking some nasty hits in this car here that has to be addressed. And hopefully they can take that a little bit more seriously and get on it, because I think they're lacking in that department, if I had anything to say about that as well. So Kyle Busch in the 8 car, Austin Dillon in the 3. Kyle Busch getting a new font for his NASCAR number and coming up in 2023. And he's already gelling with his new team and his new organization, Richard Childress Racing. It's weird to say that. Kyle Busch, Richard Childress Racing. We know the history of those two cats with the whole fighting incident and whatnot. Richard Childress whole saying, hold my watch and whatnot. So, yeah, it's a little weird. It's going to take some time to get used to saying that. Of course, Kyle Busch, you thought he was going to be back with Joe Gibbs Racing. Does that sound familiar? But other things happen, and Kyle Busch decides to throw a curveball, say, I'm going to go hang out with Rich Childress and sign with RCR there as well. And, of course, there's today, as I'm sitting here recording this, all of his sponsors also join in on the fun as well. I'm going to try to pull up while I'm talking here. But, yeah, one of those sponsors, which used to be Tyler Reddick's, now all of them are Kyle Busch's sponsors there. Cheddar's being one of those sponsors there for Kyle Busch there as well. So a lot going on for Kyle Busch already in the offseason there as well. And also on the flip side of that, his old team, Joe Gibbs Racing. Yes, Joe Gibbs Racing. Oh, here we go. Joe Gibbs Racing, right? Making some changes, right, to the Xfinity program. Okay, and also involved with this, Sam Hunt Racing for the Xfinity Series. That team gets kind of overlooked a little bit there. They're showing, they got a little some talent on that team. But really, Joe Gibbs Racing, obviously the 19 was open. Brandon Jones to the 9, replacing Noah Gregson, who's in full-time for GMS now. In the 42, taking Ty Dillon's place there, with Ty Dillon taking taking the second Spire Motorsports car. He's teammates with Corey LaJoie. So you love that little chain I just made right there? Yep. So the 19th open, and Ryan Truex, Martin's younger brother, is going to be racing 6 races in that, if I got that right there. Crew chief has not, nope. Excuse me, Jason Ratcliffe will be crew chief of that 19. I believe that's all year long. And the drivers are kind of be switching in and out. So this team's going to be racing for the Owners Championship next year. Remember, Brandon Jones was, a lap away from getting into the championship four, if not for Ty Gibbs. Not going to say much there with that. But, yeah, Brandon Jones, a good dude. Georgia product. Going to the 9, he's going to have a chance to win multiple races over there next year with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Ryan Truex, one of those cats, driving the 19. And then John-Hunter Nemechek was announced earlier today as well. John-Hunter Nemechek, Joe Gibbs Racing, not playing around today, obviously. And then I'm going to throw this in here as well. Let's keep the Gibbs family in your prayers still, your thoughts and prayers at this very time still. John-Hunter Nemechek, as I call him, J.H., right, goes from full-time for Kyle Busch Motorsports for the last couple years. Now he has a full-time ride back in the Xfinity Series in the 20 car for next year. Already a heavy lineup here as well. And remember, keep this in mind, the 54 is following Ty Gibbs to the Cup Series there. So a lot to look forward to for there. But yeah, I'm definitely excited for John and Nemechek's future there with him. Nemechek will have an opportunity here to win several races next year. You don't have to deal with Austin. Well, Austin's already in the Cup Series. What I'm talking about, you don't have to deal with who I'm talking about. Noah Gregson. You don't have to deal with Ty Gibbs, right? So this is open. This is going to be open for next year. Ty Gibbs bumped up, your 2022 Xfinity Series champion, bumped up, folks, to the Cup Series, and the 54 is following him, and I would assume his sponsors following him as well. You don't have to deal with him, right? And you don't have to deal with Noah Gregson anymore, right? He's up in the Cup Series now. So that's two cats. And I will even follow this in the plans as well. AJ Allmendinger, who has been a thorn into other Xfinity Series side when it comes to road course racing, right? And nearly making it into Championship 4 this past year. He was a past participant last year. Allmendinger, full-time in the Cup Series. So, Nemechek, if you're a Nemechek, or Ryan Truex, guys like that, or Riley Herbst, this is your chance here to really win some races. And, of course, but you still have to deal with the Justin Allgaiers, the Josh Berrys, and things like that. And I don't know the status after the record this podcast on Hemric. I think he might be doing some cup work, cup driving, cup races next year. I'm getting caught up as the news gets to you here on the podcast. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 on a special edition. Eddie Greer with you here on this special edition. Yeah, silly season edition here. On the Xfinity Series side here, I had the list up here. So that's kind of what we're looking at right here. And we're going to go to the low side of the track. We're going to go the fast way around real quick to the Truck Series real quick. Carson Hocevar, and congratulations. I believe it was his better half. I will probably say his girlfriend got past cancer. So if I read that correctly, she beat cancer, so that's huge. Congratulations to her there. It was posted, I believe, by him, I believe, as well. That's huge. I was not aware of that, honestly, there. But that's huge. But continue thoughts, though, to I would assume that it is his girlfriend there as well. From being that, and continue prayers that she can continue her recoveries there as well. But Carson Hocevar, there was some... rumor, if I read that correctly, he was going to probably move up a little bit, but he is going to stay put in the Truck Series. He will be back in the 42 truck next season. Oh, Mr. Oh So Close, trying to win his first Truck Series ever, race ever, and in a whole, his first ever NASCAR event still for Hocevar. Will 2023 be the year that Hocevar can finally cross that finish line first? Well, he was so close to races late in the year that it just didn't happen for him. There was some bad luck there, or just ran the wrong situation at the wrong time for him. So Carson Hocevar, but good news for him, he'll be back full-time, I believe, in that same truck in the 42 for next year. A lot of movement going on here today. That's why I figured, you know what, this will probably be a good time to jump on my old mic for a little bit and get everything caught with you guys here. So it's nice to talk racing again with you guys here. It's been a minute here. And again, we have two more episodes on deck coming up. And I believe my favorite races will be the last. Instead of doing an award show, because I'm not going to do that this year. I did my top 10 favorite races last year. I might as well do that again to end 2022. So that will be the last episode of the year from this podcast there as well. And of course, me and a returning special guest, we will finally sit down and record an episode and get that out hopefully in the middle of the week next week. We've been kicking the curb down so many times that I've been thinking we should not do it, but we've been kicking a can down the road so many times. And finally, once everything settles down a little bit from my trip back from Texas, we'll finally sit down and get that all straightened out and get that all recorded for you guys. So definitely got two more, at least after these two episodes go out this weekend, two more episodes will come out. I'll follow through, folks. I'll follow through on that. I'm not going to make any promises, but that's in the works. That's in the works right now for this podcast. Yes, I do have the list up here, finally. So, okay, so the lineup for Joe Gibbs Racing. And this includes Sam Hunt Racing for the number 24 and 26 Toyota Supra. So get this, the Supra will make its debut next year. So had a little refresher for next year. on the Toyota side. So they're going to be debuting a Supra next year. I'm excited about that. See how it looks out on these Xfinity cars there as well. But starting with Joe Gibbs Racing, to recap, Sammy Smith. I think he's full-time, I think, as well. I don't see any other. Yep, Sammy Smith. Remember, we saw him a little bit in a few races last year. Really impressed with this young cat right here. He's going to be driving the 18, Jeff Mindering, who crew chief, that car. 19, we already said it, Ryan Truex will run 6 races next year. In others, yet to be announced, Jason Ratcliffe on top of the pit box. The 20, a new look JGR in 2023, John Hunter Nemechek. Ben Bayshore, who used to be Kyle Busch's crew chief, now bounced down to the Xfinity Series with JH. So, JGR looking hopping heavy here with the youngsters here. And, of course, Nemechek's been down this road before as well. He's raced well. And Nemechek raced the 18 a few times the last several years in the Xfinity Series. And one race is in that car. He's in the 20 full-time. I'm excited for it. Really excited for S-squared Sammy Smith getting an opportunity for a coach there. And, of course, we know Ryan Truex. I wish it was a full-time ride. Remember, that 19 and Truex, that's a familiar combination because big bro, Martin Truex Jr., raced that in the Cup Series and still does. And which could be, could or could not be his last year. We'll see. We'll see how it was MTJ going into 2023 there. His younger brother, however, will get another opportunity here. I wish for him it was full time for him because he's been getting the bat in the stick, Ryan Truex, when it comes to these ride things. So I'm glad Ryan's going to have several more opportunities. I'm hoping at some point maybe he gets a full-time ride for, I know it's way too far down the line right now, but for 2024 possibly, but we'll see what happens there. And I said Sam Hunt Racing, right? Yes, Sam Hunt Racing will also be supporting Supras, Toyota Supras, the Toyota GR Supras for next year. Okay, so Connor Mosack, right? I don't know much about this dude. I saw his name maybe a couple times on the old Twitter space. Not Twitter spaces, but the old Twitter timeline here. Don't know much about him, but I'm pretty sure between now and before the season starts next year, I have more data on him. He's going to be running 20 races for the 24 car Sam Hunt Racing next year. Others will be announced later on at a later date. And the other guy, Cass Gralla, full-time in the original Sam Hunt Racing car, the 26, the number one car. He will have Alan Hart as a crew chief. I haven't heard that name before. And backing up to the 24 car of Sam Hunt Racing, crew chief of that car will be Chris Bowen as well there. So Sam Hunt Racing getting a veteran driver there in Cass Gralla. Cass Gralla has been dipping and diving in the truck series on road courses. You've seen him a little bit. Dipping and diving in the Xfinity Series this past year as well. And Cass Gralla back full-time. That's awesome. He deserves that as well. And Connor Mosack will run majority of the Xfinity Series races this year with a couple of mixed drivers to add as well. So exciting times for both of those organizations. Of course, they're going to be debuting the Toyota GR Supra. Wow! Cannot believe that's going to go down here in a couple months as well. So it looks like the Toyota lineup is set right there as well. Unless I'm forgetting someone or another organization, that is set. Other than other drivers to be announced for the other races that Mosack, Ryan Truex aren't racing as well. So this is a good time. Today is a good day. Good day to record, and today is a good day for those folks as well. So, but yeah, and particularly, we saw RCR, I think it was last week, test at COTA, if I'm not mistaken there. I know I saw a picture of Austin Dillon up the hill somewhere on one of those road courses. I want to say it's COTA. I'm not exactly sure. Don't quote me on that yet. But busy, busy day in NASCAR in all three levels here. Carson Hocevar returning for the 42. JGR setting their Xfinity Series lineup for 2023. And Kyle Busch getting a little bit of a different design for his new number and his new team and organization, Richard Childress Racing. So that's put a close the book on that. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to do it for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, we've been quiet. I've been quiet on the podcast front when it comes to this particular podcast, a racing podcast here. But as the holidays, you know, as we mosey through you know, the holiday season, things will slowly pick back up here. And we have, counting these two, 4 episodes left, unless something breaks with one of the big series teams or whatnot, we will have it covered here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So you want to make sure if you're not already or you want to subscribe, please hit that subscribe button. And you can go back and listen to past content from this year in all recaps as well, including one that's going to come out on Saturday afternoon late as well. So you're going to get episodes Saturday and Sunday. This one will be on Sunday night as well. So if you listen to this now, appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast. That is going to, we're going to go to the garage now. That's a wrap for another edition of this podcast. Appreciate y'all. Continue to spread the word of this podcast to a fellow NASCAR fan or racing fan in general for that matter as well. Big news Thursday. We're going to call it today as we're wrapping up this podcast on Thursday, December 8th, 2022. This will be out on Sunday night for the production crew, well, me, here in Manhattan, Kansas here, which turned out to be foggy in the day. Now it's getting nighttime now. A little fog in the area here, but could clear out by tomorrow. But I'm going to be heading out tomorrow for Dallas. That's going to do it for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3. Appreciate y'all for listening. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3.